dancing in the park. Stay there till after dark. Sweet sound, soft and low. Song on the radio.
You'll find one of these on a Friday morning, that's for sure. Troy here with the Jukebox of Americana, Fridays 9 to 12 noon. Please join us.
After all is said and done, you know you are my only one.
And when possible, we'd like to bring folks live in studio, and that's going to be the case today with Mark Mandeville and Rayanne Richards. They got a big schedule ahead of them this fall, and we want to share it with you as well as their music. Here's something from their latest work that they call Grain by Grain. Mark Mandeville and Rayanne Richards from their Grain by Grain. And well, the folks are live in studio here with me, and welcome. Jeez, I haven't seen you. You were here in the spring, if I remember correctly.
Doesn't seem that long ago, but we're happy to be back.
Well, it's always a pleasure.
You folks have quite the lineup this fall, and we want to hear all about it. So what you folks doing?
You know, we've been really, really busy. We've been trying to focus primarily on rooms where people are going to sit down and listen to us. We have some really exciting concerts coming up. So October 5th, I know that we'll be at Amazing Things in Framingham, which is a great room for us. We'll be back in Worcester in November for the John Henry's Hammer Coffee House. 17th of November, we'll be there. As well as many others. Upcoming, we have a festival that we're playing at the Eagle Hill School in Hardwick or Barrie.
Hardwick.
Hardwick, yeah. I always get confused. That's going to be an all-day festival, and we're excited to play that one with a friend of ours from our musical past. Kayla Farnham is going to be there, I think, with some other musicians accompanying her. So that bill will be full of wonderful performers that day.
Green Sisters are on that bill as well, are they not?
Yeah. See, we haven't actually gotten to see them yet, but I hear really good things.
I don't know if you're familiar with Ralph's here in Worcester. That's where I first saw them, was at
really?
Ralph's. Yes, and I was blown away. Because they fit right in there.
Wow.
But yet they're going to fit, they can fit on any stage, just good. Any stage.
Well, it'll be a pleasure to see them then.
Yeah.
And I hope the weather's good for it, because that'll be, I think, our last outdoor shebang for the year. Because we've been doing a lot of that over the summer. We've been playing a lot of what our piano player Doug refers to as the tent and gazebo tour.
Yeah.
You know, where we play a lot of town commons and
libraries.
A lot of libraries this year too that we've played, which are turning out to be excellent alternatives for listening spaces for us.
Yeah. Now, the Stomping Ground's not a ticketed show, but it is a listening room.
It is on Sundays in the afternoon when we play. And
yeah.
I find that to be true because we have a really good group of people who follow us around some. And they like the Stomping Ground.
I
and
love
the Stomping Ground's
I love
an excellent room to sit in, and they have great beer on tap. And
you can sit about 10 feet away from us, you know, so you can catch the spit flying out of our mouth.
Yeah, we're going to cram all our musicians on stage, too. So Peter Hart on pedal steel will be there, and Doug will be there even with his piano and upright bass. And if you've ever gone to Stomping Ground, it's like performing on a windowsill.
So
all four of us are going to be balanced precariously on that thing. And we're going to make a lot of noise in the afternoon in a couple Sundays. So
yeah, we're all going to be on diets until then so we can fit on that little stage. You'll often see Mark and I just down there to hang out and have a beer, just because it's close to the house and it's really, really fun. They have music seven days a week.
Mark Mandeville and Rayanne Richards in studio here of WCUW, and I think you're going to play some music for us.
Yeah, we're going to play. We have a bunch of new material. We're putting out a CD next month. There's actually a live recordings from a tour that we did last fall in Manitoba. We performed 13 house concerts across the province, and it was organized by a group called Home Roots, and we were lucky enough to bring our recording engineer, Kyle Schwartzwelder, with us, and he recorded half the shows, and we were putting out a CD of that, which has a couple of new songs on it as well as some covers. But we're working on a new studio album right now with Pete and Doug, and this is one of the newest songs from that. And it's called Little by Little. Thank you.
by little, day by day. There's a whole lot of time just slipping away, little by little, along the way. Getting a little bit better with every day. How your mind will wander, how your thoughts will run, with every call and answer when quiet comes. With the current of the river along the surface of the snow, the seeds are always falling, there's no telling where they'll go. That the matter had been settled and people have been saved, in every point considered and a promise had been made, little by little, day by day. There's a whole lot of time just slipping away, little by little, along the way. Getting a little bit better with every day. Getting a little bit better with every day.
Wow, that was sweet. It sounded great, too. Jeez.
Yeah, we're still working out the kinks in a lot of these things, so it's helpful for us to be able to play them for you.
Uh-huh. Excellent. Rayanne Richards and Mark Mandeville in studio here. They've got just a plethora of dates coming up here, a lot of opportunity to see them live. And they're for sure will announce the center at Eagle Hill coming up at in Hardwick. That's on the 29th. Sponsor of WCUW, as is the Amazing Things Arts Center, where you're going to be on October 5th.
Mm-hmm. So you hear that, folks? You buy a ticket to come to our show, and then you're also supporting the radio station. How about that?
You are.
That's so cool.
Don't we love that circle, huh? We'll throw in, too, the Hip Swears are going to be with you at the Amazing Things.
Yes, I love the Hip Swears. I love Tony and Dave dearly, but also I think it's really pretty magical when our two bands are able to come together because we have sort of somewhat similar style, but they're definitely more rockabilly and kind of surfy and dancey, and like they really want to get you moving. But they also have lap steel and we have pedal steel, and I don't know, I just feel like it's a really nice collaboration.
There's a mutual respect, and I think it's a great evening of music when we get to split a show. So
oh, sure.
It's going to be a nice show.
And the temperaments that will be on stage between all of you.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly. Aww.
But also, like, for them, too, they don't do a whole lot of listening type of concerts.
No, this is very special.
Yeah, a lot of the gigs that Tony and Dave like to do are the local bars around here in the city, you know, which has its own level of charm. But I feel like it will be really nice to be able to sit down and just really hear all the little details that they put into their songs.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Well, that's what we're enjoying right now with you folks here live in the room is that opportunity for folks to actually be able to experience that.
Yeah, so I think our next live song we're going to play is the title of our most recent album, which is called Grain by Grain.
It's been out since 2016, so if you haven't gotten it yet, get off your duff, man. You don't even need to get off your duff. It's 2018 now. You could just sit, turn around, face your computer screen, go to markandrayanne.com, or just Google it, and it'll come up, and you'll be able to find out where you can buy it. From us, we will mail it to you.
Signed, sealed, and delivered. You want that place, that space in the closet too, right?
Yes. I could definitely use more space in my closet if anybody wants to take a few of those off my hands.
If you enjoy our lyrics, we took the time to print a very fancy lyric book inside that CD. So you will get our lyrics. You also get the first CD that contains our wonderful new logo that we got messaged the other day asking if somebody could steal that font, and we had to politely tell them that they couldn't steal it because it was made for us. It's unique. It was made for us by two wonderful former students of an art school in New Hampshire. We work closely with them, and that CD is the first time that appeared for
it's
you
beautiful.
Keeping track of the history of Mark Mandeville and Rand Richards. This is called Grain by Grain.
When I see you on the stage, it makes me tremble. 'Cause the days, they're never coming back again. Time, she's a cruel old song whose notes are just like smoke upon the wind. And time is sand between your fingers, grain by grain.
This time is sad old cliche,
and the hands go round and the train bound to roll where the tracks do lay. And all the ties were laid, all the mites and the maybes won't swing their memories back again. If there's a stillness in your mind on a clear, cool night, faint, the faintest echo of a life.
And time is the sand between your fingers, grain by grain.
This time is sad old cliche,
and the hands go round and the train is bound to roll where the tracks do lay.
Simply a beautiful composition there from Mark Mandeville and Rayanne Richards. Title track to their release, Grain by Grain, performed live right here in the studios of WCUW.
Yes, sir.
I want to just touch on it. I know you probably this your point of the year where you just don't even want to think about walking anywhere. But
walking tour.
Yeah, let folks know about the walking tour. What are you thinking about 2019?
We're already planning it.
Yeah,
it's going to be our 10th anniversary.
Is a birthday, 10-year birthday. The walking tour is going to be 10 years old next year. Mm-hmm. We've been walking across the state of Massachusetts. It's going to be 10 years next year, organizing free community concerts in support of the arts and also to help raise awareness of green spaces and trails across the state. Next year, we're going to be working with author Marjorie Turner Holman again. She's the author of a book called Easy Walks in Massachusetts. She writes books for people who can't do long-distance trails, for people who want to go celebrate the outdoors and enjoy being in nature, but can only do about a mile at a time. Mm-hmm. And her books are great, and it always includes where you can walk your dog, where you can bring your animals to. And she's just a delightful person to work with. She's done a lot of her book tours when they come out. She's done them at public libraries in the state, and she's very well connected to folks in the area. It makes our job of organizing these concerts not only much easier, but also a joy to work with her because she's very excited to help us. And it's just a good partnership.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So we're looking forward to doing 10 towns along the 10-mile river watershed next year from about Holliston to Seekonk.
Okay.
That's where we'll be walking, and we'll just be not one contiguous trail, but we're going to be connecting a bunch of properties that are highlighted in Marjorie's books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just going to be a nice walk and something nice to include public in so they can join us for some of these walks.
Sure.
Yeah, we're hoping to actually hop on the Warner Trail for a little bit of it too, which is kind of neat because we've hiked on several other trails that cross the Warner Trail. So we've seen this trail, we've looked down it and wondered where it went, and next June we'll be able to figure out where does it go? But our past year, you know, this past June, our walking tour was amazing. We actually spent half of it paddling down the Connecticut mm-hmm. River. So we were a little lazy compared with years past. Paddling's definitely strenuous, but not quite as strenuous as carrying the packs. But we still did about 50 miles of walking on the tail end. And, you know, that Connecticut River Valley, like Western Mass, is just so cool. But all these river towns, man, it's really, mm-hmm. it's a neat thing. And it's neat to think about how for so long people have gathered along that river and used it for different things, whether it was to recreate or to work or to harness some power. So there's a lot of history out there. And we were really happy to just get to celebrate some cool properties and see the state in a new
sure.
way.
Well, it's a pleasure to bring you folks here to let other folks know that they can find you out there on those trails.
Yeah.
And, well, we look forward to being back for sure in the spring again to let us know more about that. Again, you're going to be at the center at Eagle Hill in Hardwick, Mass. On the 29th, the Amazing Things Arts Center on the 5th. And I don't want to forget the Stomping Ground on Sunday, the 30th, yes, in Putnam, Connecticut. Truly a wonderful space and pleasant enough drive just down.
And it's in the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody wants to go out at night.
Uh-huh.
So it's a nice chance for you to get out and, you know, enjoy Putnam, Connecticut. There's a lot to offer down there. You can wander around downtown and see the sights and
right.
come into the Stomp and hang with us for a little while.
Then on the 11th, or November 10th, you'll be at the Vanilla Bean as
mm-hmm.
well. And John Henry's on the 17th. So, busy schedule.
Yeah, and it's all like places that we love, that we just love to play. So
I mean,
I'm really looking forward
to
it.
You know, we got to a point in our careers where we just definitely didn't, like I said, places like the Stomping Ground are wonderful mm-hmm. when you play them on a Sunday afternoon because it's just, it works out for us really well.
Sure.
But playing bars and restaurants in the evening, while that, we did it for so many years and it made us money and definitely made us a lot of new fans. But to play in a room that, to a din of people talking, clatter of dishes or the espresso machine, I don't know, man. And I definitely, man, we did it a lot of years. And
sure.
it's just to look at our calendar now and see just rooms where we can we can mentally prepare to perform a concert the way that we think of ourselves doing that.
Sure.
To a room of quiet people who are facing in our direction and ready to listen and wanting to listen. Uh-huh. That's a huge difference, you know?
Sure, sure.
Gives us something to look forward to.
Well, I'm looking right at you.
Okay,
I'm listening.
Thanks, Troy. Now it's a little intimidating. It's just one dude in a DJ booth.
And I want to hear another song.
All right. We're going to play another new song. This one is going to be on our Live in Manitoba album. That's coming out pretty soon. News about that will be in our next newsletter. You can sign up for that on our website, markandrayanne.com. This is a song called The Hand I Hold.
Uncertain where I've been, it's a beaten trail. Where I'll go be next to you, dear, the one I chose, the hand I hold, my dear. When I'm lost, you will find me. When I go blind, for both of us you'll see. When one of us falls behind, place in line till we grow old. They broke the mold, my dear. Trail where I'll go be next to you, dear, the one I chose, the hand I hold, my dear.
That's Mark Mandeville and Rayanne Richards with us here live in the studios of WCUW, and celebrating that they have a number of performances coming up. You have the opportunity to see them live, and I'm going to ask you folks to mention those again, as I had them right in front of me here, and of course I've now waylaid them.
October 5th, we will be at Amazing Things Art Center in Framingham with our pals, the Hip Swayers.
Tickets are on sale for that now.
Mm-hmm. And then November 17, we'll be back here in Worcester at the John Henry Hammer Coffee House, which has a very long history of presenting folk music. And, you know, it's just one of those rooms, like, if you ever go to the open mic, everybody who plays are all of our heroes that mm-hmm. we've been watching since we were teenagers. Like, man, I really want to do that. I really want to do what those guys are doing. And now they're inviting us to come and play for them. So that's a
great.
Pretty cool feeling.
I saw John Hammond there back in the day.
Really?
Wow. Greg Brown, you know.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, it was the room. It was our passings, shall we say.
Man.
After the Why Not.
I still, like, I say it constantly, but I feel like I was born in the wrong time. All the music that I really love is old. I wish I could have seen it.
You're making the new music of today, you see.
Yeah, but where's the new rooms of today? The new welcoming rooms, you know? Yeah. We run into a lot of people from other generations that say, man, you know what? You guys missed the old Vienna Coffee House. And we sure did. Because when I'm told stories about that room, I feel like we would have fit in just fine there.
Oh, you would have been.
It's very welcoming, and it didn't seem like the rat race that a lot of the other venues seem to be, yeah, as far as people trying to get into them.
You know what's cool, though? So, I mean, we do, Mark and I, like a lot of the older kind of music, and a lot of it is only on vinyl. You can't get it on CD. And one of our favorite things is to come here for your record sale.
Right, yes.
And we always find some gems, you know, whether it's like, hey, Bob Jordan, which of these should I get?
And Bob Jordan alone, especially since he moved out to Rochester, is a gem.
Sure.
And I'm sure he appreciates fully being called that.
Actually, that said, now you're allowing me to book to announce for the first time, Bob Jordan's going to be performing here in the front room.
Really?
On October 14th. Hopefully that's not interfering with anything you're
not
doing.
Not at all. We'll be in the northern part of Maine, which is great for us, but also terrible for us, because every time Bob Jordan has a concert in Worcester, we're always playing somewhere.
But you all should come here and see him. You know, God, I can remember going to see him at the Moonstruck Cafe when I was only like 15, and just being like blown away, like, who is this cool guy with the cool guitar?
Yeah.
Legend.
Well, I have two cool people here in the room right now with instruments and some lovely voices. And
you want to play a dark, moody song?
Yes, I want to play a dark, moody song. I'm sorry. Fall's coming. I'm starting to be dark and moody.
I should let people know we're listening to WCUW 91.3 FM and on the web at WCUW.org. There you go.
Responsibilities. The song's called Worn Down.
It's been a long, long road. It's been a stormy sea. And how our hearts get worn down so easily. Do you know what I mean? Lay your burden down. A gentle breeze is blowing across the golden sea. Whisper or a tear could carve away a stone. If only woe and fear be cast into the
another stellar piece. Jeez.
Thanks, Troy.
It's beautiful.
We like playing that song. It's, you know, a lot of fun, even though it's sad.
It's sad sounding.
So where did you two find each other?
Moonstruck Cafe, actually, to bring that up again. Uh-huh. Ryan used to follow me around when I used to play solo a long time ago.
Yeah,
she was just like showing up at these shows, being herself. And at the time, I wasn't really looking for anybody in my life.
Mm.
So she was following me around, and I was sort of being
aloof.
Me, yeah. And
you don't look at too many people.
Yeah, she stuck around and she wore me down.
Yeah.
And
yeah, he was playing as the Brands.
Yeah, had a whole
he
bunch of different
put out
monikers.
An album. It was right around the time that our record label got started, or actually, the record label was originally just Mark and our friend Jerry, and then I was artist number three, and my first solo album came out on Nobody's Favorite Records, like way the heck back in 2004.
Uh-huh.
And you know, it's funny because what Mark was talking about, how you don't find things when you're looking for them. You stumble upon the great things when you're not looking for them. And we actually had a concept band that was loosely kind of based on that concept. And we played, you know, we released my solo record. Then we met Zach and we started playing as The Accident That Led Me to the World. And we did that for 5 years and then started going back to more of a folky, bluegrassy country sound and playing out our solo music and starting the walking tour and touring all around the country, and here we are now.
Yeah. Well, it's a pleasure having you here. If we may, I'd like to encourage you, if you've got the gumption, to play one more, and then we'll visit with your album.
Mm. Okay. Hmm.
What do
you
think?
What do you want to do there?
I'm asking a lot of work
maybe,
of you here this early in the morning.
Sure. Yeah, we'll play another Shad song. I'm really trying hard to...
Which song? Temper?
Yeah, I'm trying hard to work on making sure my anger doesn't interfere with my life, both health-wise and in communicating with other human beings. And I find at certain times of years it's harder than others to stick to that. And this is a song I wrote about saying the wrong things without thinking. It's
currently our most requested song.
Maybe a lot of people are feeling this way. I don't know. Because of some chord shapes I play with my left hand when I play guitar, we were once told at a church. An audience member came up after the show and he says, "That song about your anger, man, it really touched me. And I want you to go home after the show and I want you to play the song into a mirror. And I want you to look at yourself really closely as you're playing it, because I think you're going to learn something about yourself." And I didn't get what he meant until I realized that the way I play certain chords in the song, I'm flipping everybody off when I'm playing them. And this guy was just totally hyper-focused on the fact that I was singing about being angry at everybody in a nice, sweet way and flipping off the entire crowd as I did it. And I thought that was brilliant. So thanks, guy.
Yeah, wherever you are, man. That was a good joke.
So the song's called Temper.
Blood in my eyes, and I can't sleep at night, and you ain't gonna win this war this time, and there never was war to be won. Fly from fall, and
and strength alone won't lift the sword from stone. And there never was a war to be won, though many wounds have been opened. Blood in, blood in my blood, in my eyes. And there never was war to be won, though many wounds have been opened. Blood in, blood in my blood, in my
You're flipping at me?
Yeah, I was flipping at you.
Mark Mandeville and Rayanne Richards in studio here. They got a number of dates coming up that you want to know about. They'll be at the Amazing Things Arts Center on our friends, the Hip Swears. A little sooner at the Eagle, at the center at the Eagle Hill in Hardwick, Mass. On the 29th, the Stomping Grounds on the 30th. That's a Sunday afternoon. Easy drive down 290, 395. And at the Vanilla Bean on the 10th of November, as well as John Henry's Hammer on November 17th. Lots of opportunity to see you folks.
Yes, there is. Thanks for giving us a little push. No, we appreciate it.
I love it. Hey, can I go out with something from the album? What can we hear?
Why don't you play That Old Machine?
Sounds great. Again, thanks, folks. And the good times start to roll Fridays at 6 a.m. with Lee Morin on Cross Tracks, followed by Troy Tyree, yours truly, from 9 to 12 noon with the Jukebox of Americana. We'll see you this Friday.